It's the time of year when we hear the sounds of fireworks around the Central and South Coasts. It's fun for the public and a big fundraising opportunity for nonprofit groups and communities where so-called safe and sane fireworks are legal. But it's a massive headache for public safety agencies, with officials worried about the potential for people getting hurt and starting brush fires with illegal fireworks.
These TNT balls.
They're 320, gets you a six-pack.
Okay. Excellent.
The more than 20 fireworks booths, mostly along Highway 126 in Fillmore, are busy with the final countdown on for the 4th of July. Fillmore is the only place in Ventura County where safe and sane fireworks are sold and can be used.
It's everything, really. There's no other way for our nonprofits in town to make enough money to do what needs to be done in the city.
Laura Smith is with the nonprofit group Fillmore Citizens Patrol. It uses its fireworks profits to support a number of community projects. She says many people coming to the booths don't understand what's legal and what's not.
They want the stuff that goes in the air, is what they tell me. I need something that's going to go in the air. I said, you know, these are going to sparkle in the air, but they want things that blow into the air. And we explain to them, those are illegal. You shouldn't have them. You get caught with them, it's a very big fine. And so can we offer you this one or that one? And know that you have to blow them off here in Fillmore for 1 week and 1 week only.
Jack Salcida is buying fireworks for a homegrown show for family and friends.
I'm looking for fountains. I think I'm going to get a Sizzler and the American Spirit, maybe the Electrolytes fountain that was good last year. I do it every year, and I just like fireworks. It's fun for the 4th of July.
The so-called safe and sane fireworks can only be purchased and used in 9 communities on the Central and South Coast. Fillmore is the only place in Ventura County. In Santa Barbara County, they can only be purchased and used in Santa Maria and Guadalupe. 5 San Luis Obispo communities allow consumer fireworks. But firefighters are trying to share the message that the safest thing to do is to leave the fireworks to the professionals.
Just because it says safe and sane, that means it's safer to use, but it's still not entirely safe. And it is illegal everywhere in this county other than in Fillmore.
That's Captain Brian McGrath with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Our call volume goes up quite a bit. When we find something, we're going to confiscate it. We also work in conjunction with the local law enforcement agencies. So if there is someone that we're going to need to ticket or possibly even arrest, they're going to be right there with us.
Fireworks of all types have been a big problem in some communities in the region. In Oxnard, they've mapped fireworks complaints over the years to allow police and firefighters to know where to stage resources.
People usually light the firecrackers or the rockets or whatever, and then they run. But in this case, we can at least know that that's where we're going to spend a little bit more patrol time, so the likelihood of coming across that is greater. With these heat maps, we were deploying resources out there. We issued about, in the ballpark of about 53 citations last 4th of July season. The majority of them were $1,000 violations for possession of dangerous fireworks.
Assistant Police Chief Jason Benitez says Oxnard is letting people know they're serious about enforcement, including the stiff fines.
When we assess fines, not everybody pays them, but with fireworks, we are going to take a very aggressive approach towards collecting the fines from fireworks violators. And that includes referring their case to a collection agency. And if that does not work, we are in the process of seeking legal action in small claims courts against those individuals.
Back here in Fillmore, where safe and sane fireworks are legal, even many volunteers who sell them for nonprofits say they see both the benefits and problems they cause. Volunteer Laura Smith.
When I moved here 20 years ago, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I see the benefit of it now. The last 10 years, it took me 10 years to see the benefit. But it's a give and take, because my dogs, my animals, and everybody else's are just petrified.
The bottom line message from public safety agencies is simple. Firefighters and law enforcement officers say at the least they'll confiscate illegal fireworks of all types. And if they're things like firecrackers and skyrockets, you could face a hefty fine or even arrest. They say with brush fire danger high, this is no time to be taking chances. In Fillmore, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.